It's Tuesday, February 21st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Good news for the U.S. economy. The January retail sales are up 3%. A tech aisle survey reveals a crucial set of security trends for SMBs and mid-market. And Microsoft and Parallels, Intune's expansion, and new teams. This is the Business of Tech. I want to kick off the week with some good news. Economists are noting that good news, a 3% upswing in January retail sales, and that's combined with stronger price and labor data, and it says consumers are in a better place. Lower energy costs are buoying them, and then combine that with Bank of America data showing they're splurging with credit card and debit cards. Plus, the supply chain is looking clearer. Motive, which tracks logistics, noted an 11% increase in truck utilization. And there's good news in a subset of the overall business landscape. According to the annual Stanford Latino Entrepreneurship Report, Latino-owned businesses in the U.S. are more likely than white, non-Hispanic ones to say they've recovered from the pandemic and are performing better than before. 23% of Latino-owned businesses said they'd recovered and are doing better than before the pandemic, compared to 18% of white, non-Hispanic-owned companies. And a last tidbit, in a survey by ISC, the Cybersecurity Industry Association, business executives indicated that while 85% expected layoffs, only 10% thought cybersecurity roles would be cut. Why do we care? The good news doesn't make great headlines. My colleague Carl Polichuk is fond of noting how you're an economy of one. That's true in the good times and the bad. The good times just make it that bit easier. Tech Isle has released six key SMB and mid-market security trends, analyzing 2,035 survey responses. Here's that list. 1. The role of the security supplier will be crucial in identifying the right security technology, strategy, policy, and investments. 2. Ransomware and cyber attacks will cause havoc with SMBs, but limited IT budgets and security staff will challenge. 3. Integrated security is vital to business agility and competitiveness, in particular as an essential foundation for digital transformation. 4. SMBs will have to play an active role in identifying how security concerns and technologies will shape or reshape existing business processes and how business requirements will shape demand for security technology. 5. SASE, MDM, and Unified Threat Management are in demand, but few suppliers for the SMB and mid-market businesses. MDR adoption success will be contingent on MSSPs. And zero trust will remain aspirational. Many will be attracted to the term, but only some will have the depth of skills, budget, and executive commitment needed to define and pursue a multifaceted, multi-year strategy. And a key finding in the research, small and mid-market firms recognize that the cloud increases the potential for security breaches, but are confident, overly so in TechIsle's view, in their ability to cope with its expanded risk profile. As a result, most SMBs rely on core security practices and technologies to address cloud-specific threats and are underinvested in cloud security solutions. Why do we care? While there isn't necessarily anything groundbreaking here if you're a longtime listener, I wanted to focus on that zero trust finding. It's entirely true, and it highlights an opportunity. Anyone who can simplify and implement the strategy will have a competitive differentiation. Software vendors will be trying, and services companies will have a lot of opportunities if they can solve the complexity. A sprinkle of AI magic may come here too, mainly as we track the security vulnerability assistant in technologies like Copilot. I don't have the answer to how, I just know an opportunity when I see one. A small trio of stories, but I wanted to note them. Microsoft and Parallels have partnered to support Windows 11 on the M1 and M2 Macs using the virtual environment. There's a little confusion over the licensing. Parallel businesses can purchase a Windows 11 license, quote, through their normal Windows procurement process, and individuals can acquire the $199 Windows 11 Pro license directly from Microsoft. But it's not clear how Microsoft has changed its licensing rules here, and The Verge, who I spotted the story in, asked for more information. Microsoft has also announced plans to roll out a new advanced management suite in March 2023. The cloud-based Microsoft Intune Premium Suite is a cost-effective premium endpoint management plan, including endpoint privilege management, remote help, Microsoft Tunnel for mobile app management, and advanced endpoint analytics capabilities, with support for more features to be added in the following months. And finally, a new Teams version is coming next month. It's important because it's been rebuilt for performance reasons. Why do we care? This is a lot of tactics to keep up on and the basic blocking and tackling of IT operations. I'd be remiss if I didn't note those Intune features. That Intune feature list continues to intrigue me. Do you love the podcast? Did you know you can get the stories in your inbox too, so you have all the links? Did you know there's a weekly newsletter too, diving into our bonus episodes? And would you like to win a $100 Amazon gift card? Visit businessof.tech/subscribe, and anyone who signs up for either the daily or the weekly newsletter before March 15th will be entered into a drawing for that Amazon card. And if you sign up for both, that's two entries. Sign up for the daily digest and weekly newsletter at businessof.tech/subscribe. Thanks for listening. Today, both National Pancake Day and National Sticky Bun Day. That's quite a breakfast. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.